Alice Randall's debut novel has caused a stir in a few literary circles. It is the story of Cinera, the daughter of a white Georgia plantation owner. Her mother is the plantation's black mammy. There are more characters that may sound familiar, including a certain half-sister who's the belle of five counties. The story is told in the form of a diary.
This is my book. If I die tomorrow, nobody will remember me, except maybe somebody who finds this book.
Randall says her story is a parody of Margaret Mitchell's 1936 classic Gone with the Wind. The Mitchell estate got a court order and blocked publication of The Wind Done Gone earlier this year. That was overturned in May. Although the legal battle continues, The Wind Done Gone is now on the market. Alice Randall says her original problems with Mitchell's Civil War epic go way back.
I was haunted by the text since I first read it when I was 12 or 13 years old. It made me frightened in the sense that I didn't really know about the Ku Klux Klan as an institution that certain people found heroic. There is this idea that is relentless in Gone with the Wind in the second half of it, that the black politician is an incompetent, goober-eating, ineffective cipher, was extremely damaging to my even sense of my own ambitions and my own traditions. Finally, there is the assertion, which is, I'm sure, most damaging, that the proper role of the black mother is to take care of no black child at all, but a white charge, and that 200-pound black women are ugly and animal-like, as opposed to beautiful and very human.
You know, it's interesting that you say that, because I think that as you read this book, The Wind Done Gone, we're able to find out so much about the other slaves, and it seemed to me that Mammy was an enigma still.
I chose not to redeem Mammy. Mammy, in my book, is a different character and is more complex, but I cannot have her at the center of this novel. I have to have wholly original being, Cinera, wholly intelligent and educated. That is the proper antidote to the poison of Mammy in the other text.
They called her Mammy. Always. Some ways I liked that. Some days when it was kind of like we, she and me, had a secret against them, the planning people, I like it. Different days when it feels she wasn't big enough to have a name, I hate it. I heard tell down the years they compared her to an elephant. They shouted down to their ancestors, she was big as an elephant with tiny dark round eyes, but she wasn't big enough to own a name. To me, she was big as a house, big as two houses. I'd be scared to be that.
Well, it's interesting because this whole story, in a way, is about Cinera, her unrequited love and her relationship with her mother.
Yes, I'm glad you, her unrequited love for her mother.
It was. And you know, she goes on at length about the jealousy that she has for Other, who is the Scarlett O'Hara character.
Other is just a pawn in her relation with her mother. At the beginning of the book, she does not believe that her mother loves her. She's hearing these words, get dressed, child. And what's my lamb going to wear? And she thinks that her mother is more interested in the lamb than in the child.
And the lamb is not her.
Yes. The lamb is the white charge the mother takes care of, the other. By the end of the novel, she comes to understand that the lamb is the one to be sacrificed, and that the child, no matter how harshly the word is said, is the one that is loved and claimed.
Let's talk just a little bit about some of the other characters. Mm-hmm. and who they are and who their other alter egos may be. You don't hear the word Scarlet or Rhett, but they're there in the distance.
Well, I do not believe that the character Rhett Butler, as written in the other book, would marry a black woman, period, exclamation point. R, in my novel, is an old white man, defunct, ghost of the Confederacy. It is a character that comments on that other character. If I were to ask you this question, in your opinion, is Scarlett O'Hara white?
Yes.
Exactly. Other turns out to be black. That is not a small detail. In their world, white and black are forever divided. And in my world, ultimately, the line is erased and everybody is invited to come in within this blanket of of blackness and to live inside the breast of mammy in Tata, which is, you know, Tata is a word for breast.
And that's where they all live.
Yes, which is sort of like being John Malkovich. I think that's a very funny idea.
Sanara, Scarlett O'Hara's half-sister, this is how it felt to me. I mean, she couldn't really work well in what was called high Negro society at the time, and she didn't really fit in the white society at all. She wasn't really happy on the plantation. Was there really no place for her?
In some sense, the fact there was no place for her emphasizes there was no place for her in the original novel. But I do think as she reads and writes her way into being, Sanara is complete on her own. But she is damaged goods, and she's damaged literary goods, because I am using her also to create a metaphor for black women who have been exposed to this inferior literature, this particular work of propaganda, informing the development of their character.
Well, let me ask you this. The court battle helped provide publicity for The Wind Done Gone. On the other hand, does The Wind Done Gone provide publicity for a book that you don't think is so hot?
I think this draws attention to the problem of the text of Gone with the Wind. And I think there are many people who have been drawn to rereading it, and this time they're noting the racism in it. And they are also noting something about their own minds, and they're calling themselves to question as to why they did allow themselves to be so distracted. And that self-awareness is key.
Alice Randall is the author of The Wind Done Gone.